I'm joined now by Nicola Naylor. Nicola is a blind dressage rider who competes nationally and internationally in para and non-disabled events. So Nicola, for anyone that doesn't know, what is dressage?
And I describe it as it's a bit like dancing on horses. We do specific movements which we train the horses over a number of years to be able to perform. And those movements, it's to do with the amount of elasticity and suppleness that we perform the movements, if you like. So the movements in themselves are difficult, but what we're trying to achieve, a bit like a ballet dancer would, you're trying to deliver those movements in the most elegant, supple, elastic way possible.
Now, dressage is notoriously difficult to perform, but you and your trainer, Dan, you've developed some techniques, haven't you, to help you cope with the demands?
Yes, I mean, dressage in itself is a difficult sport and a difficult discipline for anybody, whether you could see or not see. There are specific problems if you can't see. What is helpful is that the space that we perform in is always 60 metres by 20 metres. So the space is a set size. And to some extent, I've become very familiar with that space, acclimatised to it, if you like. So that helps, but that's not enough. The space is divided by letters, and there's specific movements we have to do at specific letters. And what Dan does is he will call the letter a metre before I arrive at the letter. So I've got some warning that I'm about to reach a letter, and at that letter I'm going to perform a specific movement. So we've developed a way of me listening to him calling, and I can also tell from the intonation of his voice or how far away he is from me, whereabouts I am in the arena.
A metre to someone that's never tried it doesn't sound like much time.
It's plenty of time if you've already got the expectation. So the letters aren't random. The letters appear, let's say, every 12 metres. So to some extent, I know that in 12 metres there's going to be another letter. Somebody calling it a metre before the letter just gives me the final precision, if you like. So I've got some idea that it's coming just because I know the space I'm working in.
When did you first get involved?
In dressage, only about 8 years ago. I show jumped as a child, and I was partially sighted then, so I could see not the fence, but the colour of the fence at the very last stride. But then in my early 20s, I lost the sight that I had, which allowed me to do that, and I can just see a bit of light now, but no shape. So it wasn't until about 8 years ago that I ever even thought of getting back on a horse, and that was only because somebody said to me, well, maybe show jumping's out, but dressage would possibly be something you could do. Why didn't you give it a try? And so I did, and I've never looked back.
And last year, I believe you had success at the Para National Championships.
Yep, we won the Para National Championships, which was amazing and fantastic and really, really nice.
And as I said in the introduction, Nicola, you're also taking part in the non-disabled events, and you're keen to climb those rankings as well.
Yes, I mean, to me, I enjoy the non-disabled events as much as the para dressage. They're a little different insofar as the non-disabled events, you can compete all the way to the highest possible level in dressage, which is Grand Prix, which is my aim and my ambition. And I would like to be able to do that before I'm finished. It's a really difficult thing to be able to do. But I am progressing all the time. I'm moving my way up the levels and getting closer and closer. So I'm really hoping that that will happen.
And what about training? How often do you train?
4 or 5 times a week. So that means 4 or 5 days a week. So it's a pretty full-time occupation.
So what's round the corner for you, Nicola? What events do you have coming up?
So left in 2019, because we've already had a very busy year. I've done some internationals, some para internationals, where we've got some good placings in the top, certainly in the top three. We have got left another para international, actually in Great Britain, which will be in October. And then I've got on the non-para circuit, I've got a high-profile show which involves riding at Prix Saint-Georges, which is actually quite a high level on the way up towards my sort of dream of riding Grand Prix. So we've got some big shows left, and then we're also all preparing for 2020, which of course is the Olympic year.
And is Tokyo something that you're aiming for?
Yes, I am aiming for Tokyo. I realistically don't know whether I'd get on the team for Tokyo, but I am definitely hopeful that we will make the team for Paris, which is 2024.
Well, we certainly wish you all the luck in the world with that, Nicola. If anyone's listening that's inspired by your story and might like to give this a go, how can they do so?
I think they should definitely give it a go. It's given me so much pleasure. And you don't know till you try it. I would go to, there's lots of riding for the disabled centres where you could try. And you might even find a riding school that's prepared to give you a go and give you a chance, you know, which is not particularly a riding for the disabled centre. But either way forward, I think is worth trying because it is. It's just so much fun. It's really worth trying.
Is there many other visually impaired riders doing what you do?
Very few doing what I do. On the circuit, the sort of national and international dressage circuit, I am only aware of, I would say, one or two. There's another British rider who rides internationally as I do. And there is a woman who is actually British, but she is riding for France and she lives in France. And those are the only two international blind riders that I know of, other than myself.
So you're certainly a pioneer here in the UK.
In a way, because they don't particularly focus very much on the able-bodied dressage, whereas I do, so I do both. So we've just chosen slightly different paths.
And how can the listeners keep up with all your latest news?
Yes, there is a Facebook page. I have a Facebook page called Nicola Naylor Dressage. And I always post, you know, the latest things we've done and what's coming up. And it's the best way to stay in contact is to just like that page, Nicola Naylor Dressage, and follow it. And I would welcome the support.
Nicola Naylor, blind dressage rider, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.